Chris Farzinen.
Speaking.
Hey, Farzinen, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier this summer about some equipment we need you guys pre-approved for, and you wanted me to check back up when you guys are in November.
Oh, yes, yes. No, we went ahead and purchased it by our own money.
Oh, you just paid out of pocket for it?
Yes, sir.
What was the equipment you guys ended up bringing on, too?
Latex white format printer.
It was a latex light format printer, you said?
Yes, sir.
Nice. How's it working?
Well, I haven't installed yet. It's sitting in the warehouse right now.
Oh, you guys haven't put it to work yet?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice. When did you bring it on, too? How recent was that?
I'm sorry?
How long have you guys had it for? When did you guys bring it on?
Just a few days ago.
Oh, wow. That recent?
Yes, just a few days ago. It's still in the box.
Oh, wow. Jeez, I didn't know it was that soon. How much did it end up costing you, too?
About $20,000, not much.
Not too bad. We also do, you know, lease buyback if you guys maybe want to get some of that cash back. I know it was only $20,000, but...
Yeah, the banks are not... We had the... we had available cash and the bank is not giving us any.
Was that the local bank out there in New Mexico, or...?
No, I use my own money. I'm just saying the bank is not giving me anything on my...
Right, on a loan or anything like that?
No, they give me loan all I want.
Oh, okay. So you got financing for that?
No, I just bought it out of pocket.
Okay, I gotcha. Did you try and get financing, it sounds like, or no?
No, I don't need financing at this point.
I gotcha. Do you have any other plans for the rest of 2016?
I doubt it, no.
Were you guys going to use that printer for the tax write-off coming up here, too?
No, we just bought it for a backup. It wasn't a tax write-off. We just needed another machine.
Okay, I gotcha. Have you guys wrote anything big on for that tax write-off this year, too, or...?
No, no. I'm just going to pay it, yes.
Right. I know they raised the cap on that, too. It's getting, like, 500K kind of high.
Well, just the economy is crawling right now with election after election, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, everything just kind of get in a tangle.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. You lose track of time, it seems like.
From people one big thing do I don't.
What was that?
Well, other people do, but we don't. We know exactly where we stand, so...
Oh, no, I do too, man. I'm just kind of saying time flies.
February is when we start actually seeing some growth again, if there is any.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Is that kind of when you guys evaluate all the financials for the company, too, or...?
No, we buy everything this time of the year.
Oh, at the end?
And then we clean and gear up for February.
Is that when you guys get really busy out there?
Yes.
Why is that? Is that just kind of like when the weather, or, I mean, time of year?
No, February is when everybody start thinking, oh, I'm okay, I can... You know, January, everybody spend money with their Christmas time and, you know, coming back from holidays, and after a month, they start spending money, but January, nothing is going to, for me, nothing happens.
No, I gotcha. What kind of signs do you guys do, too? Is it just, I mean, commercial, or?
All commercial, yes.
All commercial? did you guys have a bigger year with the election this year, or?
No, we didn't do anything with the election at all.
Did you guys have any, like, community, like, politics like that, or...
No, nope, we do, but we don't get involved.
Okay, you guys don't do, like, signs for all that?
No. We're a high-end shop. We don't mess around with...
The small community stuff?
Well, it's money out there, but, you know, there's a lot of garage printers, or small printers, but they just hammer this price.
Yeah. Right.
We just stay away from that stuff.
No, I gotcha. How long you been running the show out there for you guys, too?
25 years.
Wow, you've been doing that all by yourself?
No, I have a 10,000 square foot facility with employees.
Oh, nice. Do you start the business up yourself and everything, too?
Say that again?
Do you start the business up and everything yourself as well?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's quite the milestone, 25 years, huh?
Yeah, anything you want to know about specific things or printing, I know. I can tell you everything you need to know.
I bet, man. You get quite a lot of experience, 25 years.
Yeah.
Do you guys do any, like, clothing, too, or, like, screen printing, or is it all...
Yeah, we have automatic presses here.
Oh, nice. So you guys do just about everything then, huh?
Embroidery, textile, and white format printing, walls, floors, cars, banners, canvas, carpet, you name it.
Jeez, that's really everything out there.
Yep.
You guys do it all? How many locations do you have? Just that one?
Just one. Just one.
Were you ever thinking about maybe making another one or, you know, expanding on the business?
No, we're just trying to find skilled employees, which...
I know, right?
You're probably going to be having making more money finding skilled people for employees than selling lot financing equipment.
No, yeah, I was just going to say that too, especially with nowadays too, and, you know, all the kids want to get paid like 50 hours a week, but they only want to work for 20.
That's right. They don't even know what they're doing.
Yep, I know, right? And you end up like having to be the coach of everybody, huh?
Exactly.
I gotta run.
It's fun.
Do you maybe have an email I can just shoot you my info if something ever comes up? You can get hold me that way.
Blue Graphics, BLUE.
Yeah.
GRA.
Uh huh.
GRAPHIX.
Uh huh.
At Zianet, ZIANET .com.
ZINET?
Z like zebra.
Oh, Z, okay.
IA.
ZIANET. Okay. Gotcha.
Blue Graphics with an X.
Gotcha. All right, Farzine, I'll let you get back to work. Nice catching up with you today.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too, man.